companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the سلسلة The Timeless Message. And mashallah, today on The Timeless Message, we are going to be discussing a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding death, the terminator of pleasures. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, "Decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah." So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, we thank our most merciful Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what our state may be, no matter what our circumstances may be. But we should always show our thanks and shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, with that being said, Alhamdulillah, we are going to be discussing about death, TVs of Madani Channel, the terminator of all pleasures. A person may enjoy their life how much they want. A person may live in comforts how much they want. A person may live in luxury for however long they want. But death is something that is certain, and death is something that will happen to all of us. And it is that which ends all pleasures, terminates all pleasures. That is why we are encouraged to always remember death, so that we do not become heedless of our hereafter. A person who remembers death often abstains from committing sin. Why? Because death is that which terminates all pleasures. So yes, we are going to be discussing various aspects of how we can illuminate our grave. We are going to be discussing also Isali Thawab, the reward that it has, how it benefits those who have left this world, those who have passed on. And we are also going to be mentioning about the angel of death as well. Yes. So to begin, Alhamdulillah, let us begin with an introduction to the angel of death. But before that, I want to mention to you a beautiful narration in which it pertains to the death of Shaytan. Yes. And for this, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Ahnaf bin Qais rahimahullah narrates that he once came to Madinatul Munawwara to meet with Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he arrived, he saw people sitting around Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as he delivered a lesson. So he was explaining how the angel of death, alayhi salam, came to Sayyidina Adam, alayhi salam, when he was nearing his final moments. And he explained how at that time, Sayyidina Adam, alayhi salam, was saying, "Oh Allah, Shaytan is my enemy. You have granted him respite until the day of Qiyamah. He will laugh when he sees me experience death." So Allah Ta'ala declared that, "Oh Adam, you will go to heaven, whilst your enemy Shaytan will stay in this world for a specific time. When his respite ends, he will experience the pain of death equal to all those who came before and after combined." So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam then turned to the angel of death, "Tell me, how will Shaytan die?" So when the angel of death described how this will happen, சையிதுனா ஆதம் அலைஹிஸ்ஸலாம் said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi hasbi hasbi, oh my Rabb, this is enough for me, I am content with this. After saying this, Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went silent, and a sense of dread and fear began to set in amongst the attendees. So one of them said that, oh Ka'ab al-Ahbar, tell us, how will shaitan finally die? So he began to say that when the world nears its end and the horn is about to be blown, people will be in the market, some will be conversing, some arguing with one another, some buying items. Suddenly, the sound of an immense explosion will ring out. Half the people will hear this and remain unconscious for 3 days, whilst the other half will lose their sanity. Now, during this, a sound heavy like thunder shall echo between the earth and the skies. The world will end with this. Now, shaitan has been given respite until this point. Allah Ta'ala will then command the angel of death, and I have created helpers for you equal to all the former and the later. I placed within you the strength of all those of the earth and the heavens. Today you will be dressed in an attire of wrath. Go to shaitan with my wrath and make him taste death. Make that rejected one experience the pain of death, which all jinn and mankind have experienced combined. In fact, multiplied many times over. So the keeper of hell will then be ordered to open its doors. The angel of death will then go to shaitan with a terrifying appearance. Mention that if the inhabitants of the earth and sky saw this form, Divis of Madani Shalom, they would melt like ice. So now he will then scold shaitan in such a fearsome way that if those living in the east and the west heard this, they would lose their minds. Shaitan will run when this happens. The angel of death will say that, oh evil one, stop. Today you are going to feel the pain equal to the pain of everyone who you misguided and led to hell. You have lived long, misled many, and led many into hell. All of them are waiting for you there. Now your time is over. Run. How far can you run? Shaitan, the accursed, he will have nowhere to run. Appearing as though he is mad, as if he's insane, he will run to the east, to the west. He will even run into the oceans. But wherever he goes, he will find the angel of death in front of him. So running here and there in the state, he will arrive at the shrine of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, where he will say, oh Adam, I became accursed because of you. If only you weren't born. Allahu Akbar. Even in that state, views of Madani channel, shaitan will blame others for his own sin. So he will continue running away until he comes to the place he first came to on earth after being banished. There the earth will be burning like fire. The angels appointed upon the people of the hellfire shall surround him. They will shackle shaitan with chains, with spikes upon them. And shaitan will then suffer the agonies of death for as long as Allah Ta'ala wills. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Lady Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha will then be raised. And it will be said to them that, O Adam, O Hawa, this is your enemy. Look at the punishment being inflicted upon him. When they see that accursed individual suffering the pains of death and convulsing, they will say, رَبَّنَا قَدْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا النِّعْمَةِ, that, oh, our Rabb, by punishing our enemy in this way, you have completed your favor upon us. And in the end, after a lot of agony, shaitan will finally die. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, I mean, look at the humiliation shaitan will face. I mean, think about the unimaginable punishment he will suffer. And this is just what will happen when he is dying. Nobody can imagine the punishment he will suffer on the day of Qiyamah and in Jahannam. Now, do you know why he will be punished? Any way of what will lead him to this horrific end? This is because he disrespected Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah. He showed arrogance to a prophet, rejected the command of Allah Ta'ala, and followed his own desires over divine command. This is why he became accursed and rejected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from falling into arrogance. May Allah ta'ala allow us to always show the highest levels of respect for the prophets, saints, and the pious people. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So yes, it was from the new channel. That was mentioning to highlight to you the end of Shaitan. And as I've mentioned that we are going to be discussing the angel of death. Let's begin with an introduction of the angel of death. Now the angel of death, alayhi salam, holds a high rank and is loved by Allah Ta'ala. His name is Israel. The angel of death, his name is Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, which means he who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is appointed to take souls, and he doesn't slack in this matter in the slightest. You know, when somebody reaches their final moments, he takes their souls without a second's delay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. And say, the angel of death who has been appointed over you takes your souls, then you will be returned to your Rabb. And Allama al-Qurtubi rahimahullah says that Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam is so huge that his head is in the heavens and his feet are on earth. And he has a host of helper angels. Allah Ta'ala knows best their number, but narrations they explain how the other angels are in awe of him, such that when the angels carrying the arsh see him, they become filled with fear. Now the angel of death, Jesus of Madani channel, has a very long life. And Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah says that he will be the final one to pass away. But after all of creation, the heavens and the earth die. Even after Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, and the angels carrying the arsh, Allah Ta'ala will declare, Ya Malak al-Maut, Mut. You know, angel of death, you too now die. And the angel of death will then let out a powerful scream and pass away. Leaves of Madani channel. Allah Ta'ala has blessed the angel of death with great ability. You know, a narration explains how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam once asked him that, O angel of death, if an epidemic has spread across the earth, with people dying in quick succession, one after the other, and one person is dying in the east and another is dying in the west at the same time, the same very moment, what do you do in this situation? So the angel of death replied, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he said, by the command of Allah Ta'ala, I summon souls and they come between two fingers of mine. On another occasion, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam asked, do you take the soul of every living thing? Angel of death said, yes. So Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam said, yet you are with me this very second. Whilst people are spread across the entire globe, so the angel of death explained that Allah Ta'ala has placed the world under my authority. It is before me, just as a tray is before you from which you take whatever you wish. Similarly, I take souls from across the world in this way, from wherever I wish. Now, teachers of Madani channel, we learn from this that the angel of death always sees the entire world in front of him, regardless of where he is. If angels can have the strength, who then can imagine the strength and rank possessed by the master of angels, the beloved of Allah, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah writes that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam journeyed through the heavens on the night of Mi'raj, he saw an angel sitting on the fourth heaven. The angel had a large tablet placed in front of him, and nearby was a large tree whose branches were spread from east to the west. And the angel was looking at this tree very carefully. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam that who is this angel? And Jibreel alayhi salam replied that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who ends joy, separates friends from one another, renders women widows, makes children into orphans, turns luxurious palaces into empty palaces, and fills the graveyards. This is the angel of death, Israel alayhi salam. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam then said to the angel of death, O Israel, here is the master of the preceding and succeeding generations, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hearing this, the angel of death stood up, presented salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the honor of embracing him, and even kissed his blessed forehead out of love. He then requested the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit near him. So the angel of death said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would you like me to do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that, what is this tablet before you? The angel said that Allah Ta'ala has entrusted to me the souls of all of creation. And this board contains details regarding them, and I use this to keep account of them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, what is this large tree? The angel said, the leaves of this tree are equal to the number of creation. There is no human except he has his name inscribed on one of them. When he falls ill, the leaf with his name upon it turns yellow, and I come to know that they are ill. The angel of death then showed a bowl and said that when a leaf turns yellow, I take water from this bowl and sprinkle it upon that leaf. If that leaf returns to its original color, I come to know that the person will recover from his illness. And when it does not return to its original color, rather it turns black, then I understand that they will soon die. So I continue to observe the leaf. When it falls off the tree, this means that the time of death for that person has arrived. And if he is pious, I go to him in a good appearance. I take their soul and place it in comfort and fragrance. If he is sinful, I appear in a frightening form. When he sees me, he screams out, O angel of death, my sins have increased. My book of deeds is replete with them. My final time has come. Give me some time so that I may shed tears before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give me some time so that I can repent. And replies, the angel of death says that this is impossible. This is completely impossible. And the angel of death then takes their soul. Of from this we learn that our time of death has been appointed. The angel of death is always fully focused on us. When our time to go comes, we won't even get a second's respite. Our soul is taken immediately. We know that death is a reality, but we choose to ignore it. We spend our time heedlessly. You know, whether we remember death or not, perform good deeds or not, prepare for the hereafter or not, death will come regardless, right? Neither has the angel of death given anyone extra time before, nor will he give it to us. He who remembers death while still alive and prepares for it, that person is intelligent. That's the intelligent person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. That he who created death and life to test you as to which of you is better in virtue. Now, regarding one meaning of this verse, scholars of Islam explain how Allah Ta'ala created life and death as a test. This test centers around who remembers death and prepares for it properly. Now the companion, Sayyidina Tariq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him by saying that, O Tariq, prepare for death before you die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ibn of Madani Shunam, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and fear the day in which you will be returned to Allah. According to one opinion, this verse describes how Allah Ta'ala is telling the believers to fear the day they shall leave the world and begin the journey of the hereafter. Now on that day, the angel of death will arrive. He will remove your soul from your body, an announcement will be made in the masjid, so and so has passed away. We will be given a ghusl, kafan, dafan, and eventually buried into the grave. Now the angel of death, Yusuf Madani Chanan, has been given the task of taking souls. He doesn't fall short in this at all. Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti rahimahullah, he writes that the angel of death comes to every home 5 times a day. And according to one narration, 7 times. He looks to see if there is anybody regarding whom it has been commanded to remove his soul. And Allamah Thabit Bunani rahimahullah said that out of the 24 hours in a day, there is not an hour in which the angel of death does not stand over the head of every living thing. If the command has been given, he removes their soul. Otherwise, he returns. So this is a time for us, Yusuf Madani Channel, to pause, to stop, to reflect, to think that we spend our time in negligence and sinful activities whilst we are pursued by the destroyer, the terminator of pleasures, who is the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. We don't pay attention to death and have become content with the temporary life of this world, whereas death always hangs over our heads. Now Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah says, he explains that the angel of death comes to every home 3 times a day. If anybody living inside has reached their final moments, he takes their soul, and the residents begin to cry. The angel then stands at the door and announces that, "O people, I have done no wrong to you. I was ordered by Allah. Neither did I take your sustenance or reduce your lifespan, nor did I take a soul before its time. I will indeed come back to you again, again, and again, until none of you are left." Allahu Akbar. Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah said that the angel of death has 4 forms. Number one, a form in which his face emits flames. Number two, one in which he is completely dark. Number three, a very harsh and unappealing form. And the fourth form is one in which he appears shining and glowing. Now, he appears with flames upon his face when taking the soul of a non-Muslim. Completely dark when taking the soul of a person with corrupt beliefs. Harsh and unappealing when taking the soul of a sinner. And with a shining face when taking the soul of somebody who repents, meaning a pious person. So we learn that the angel of death, Yusuf Madani Chanan, does not take everybody's soul in the same way. Now the method depends on whether the person is pious, sinful, or non-Muslim. And may we be blessed to see our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as we pass away. Now if this happens, our ruh, our souls, will leave our bodies with ease, inshallah. This is our wish. On the other hand, if we are punished for the sins we commit day and night, and as a result, the angel of death arrives in a terrifying form, everything will become extremely difficult for us. Now, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimullah, he said that, in summary, is that simply seeing the angel of death, if he comes in his terrifying form, is greater in severity than the strike of 1,000 swords. Allahu Akbar. Now, news of Madani Channel, when a person nears death, he has thousands of things he is sad about: leaving the world, parents, siblings, family, loved ones, dreams that went unfulfilled, or guilt over previous sins. Sadness of such nature overwhelms a person at that time. And if, Allah forbid, a person is punished for his sins at that time, and the angel of death arrives in a terrifying form, who can imagine what a person will feel at that time? How a person will face the angel of death? So the message does not end there. Alongside all of this, a person will also experience the throes and agonies of death. Yes. You know, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, mention, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the agonies of death and how it lingers in an individual's throat, he said this pain is equal to 300 strikes of a sword. Allahu Akbar. And it's further mentioned in another hadith that a very easy death is like a thorny twig stuck in wool. When the twig is extracted, some wool will certainly come with it. Allahu Akbar. And Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah details that the agonies of death directly affect the soul and then spread to the entire body. Right? So the soul is pulled from every vein, muscle, joint, hair and pore, head to toe. Now, don't even ask of how painful this is. When pious elders have said that this is more intense than the strike of a sword, the piercing of an awl, and the cutting of scissors. Allahu Akbar. And Imam Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah, said that it has been relayed to us that the pain of death stays with a person from their death until the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Now, Nabi of Madinah, inshallah, what will happen to us at that time? Our death comes close every second, as does our grave. I mean, just imagine for a moment, you are holding your faith against your chest as tightly as you can, protecting it from anything and everything. From one side, the nafs ammara is attacking our faith, whilst on the other, shaitan makes plan after plan to ruin it. And this is not all. You also have heretics seeking to distort it, whilst love of the world negatively affects it. In other words, our iman, our faith is under attack from all directions. You know, all these things seek to take our iman away from us. In such circumstances, how will we protect our iman so that we can take it with us to our grave? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves, dears of Mother Nature. Then we need to take a self-introspection, dears of Mother Nature. So this was regarding a brief introduction of the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. And as of now, news of Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful, melodious kalam in the praises of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which I'm sure is going to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies, and soul in the love of Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let us go forward and listen to this, and thereafter we will be back to continue with our today's topic of discussion. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him."
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e-Muhammad. محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
رکھو لحد میں جس دم عزیزوں, رکھو لحد میں جس دم عزیزوں, مجھ کو سنانا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں, مرشد پیا کے قربان جاؤں, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Parents are like trees. They shade us from harm. They provide us with fruits so we can enjoy and grow up. Whether your parents are living or have passed on, don't forget to make dua for them. Supplicate for them. The noble Quran teaches us a beautiful dua. And it's, imagine if you make this dua every day after every salah, that رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. It's a short dua, but very impactful. Memorize it. Learn it and make it after every salah. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them both as they raised me when I was a child. And also, keep this other narration in mind, that the greatest and final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, has declared, when a person stops praying for their parents, their sustenance is cut off. Today many of us are complaining, I don't have barakah and blessings, I don't see the blessings. Do I make dua for my parents? Ask yourself this question and make that dua, make duas for them.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله, a beautiful kalam in the praises of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the complete love for His beloved Habib Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing death, the terminator of pleasures. And thus far we have mentioned a brief introduction regarding the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. We have also mentioned the end of Shaitan, how Shaitan will die. And now moving forward, we are going to be mentioning ways in which we can illuminate the grave. Yes, just like how we illuminate our houses, which is a temporary abode, the grave would be our final abode, and we need to learn about the ways in which we can illuminate it, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَهُ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ نُطْفَهُ خَلَقَهُ فَقَدَّرَهُ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَهُ ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَهُ كَلَّا لَمَّا يَقُضِ مَا أَمَرَهُ. May the disbelieving man be destroyed. How ungrateful he is. From what did he create him? From a drop of liquid. He created him and then set various measures for him, then eased the way for him, then gave him death, then had him put in the grave. Then when he willed, he resurrected him. Never. He, meaning the disbeliever, has not yet completed what he was commanded, meaning the acceptance of faith. And he is of Madani channel. These seven short verses of the Holy Quran beautifully describe our states and the reality of our lives. You know, today there is strength in our arms. We are in a state of well-being, possess intellect, we hold status. Whether a person is an engineer, a doctor, a businessman, a prince, a soldier, the question arises, what was everyone's beginning? A drop of liquid. Allah Ta'ala laid down the earth as a spread for us, raised the sky as a canopy, and prepared for us countless, you know, blessings and bounties, even before we entered this world. Then, from a drop of liquid, He created a living, breathing human and sent him into this world. This is our reality and origin. Now, will we abide here forever? No. Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَهُ, then gave him death, then had him put in the grave. And soon the angel of death will come, the soul will be extracted from the body, and our loved ones will lower us into a dark grave and leave. Then, is that the end for us? No. ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَهُ, then when he willed, he resurrected him. A time will come when the graves will open, the dead will be resurrected and brought in the court of Allah Ta'ala, and the accountability of actions will take place. So, the use of Madani channel, this is the reality. Death hangs over our heads. The lonely pit of the grave and the terrifying plain on the day of Qiyamah are before us. The angel of death is waiting for when a person's lifespan will come to an end so that he can extract the soul. Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam has the horn raised to his lips, awaiting the command to blow it to signal the onset of the day of Qiyamah. What is our state in all of this? How are we living our lives? Allah Ta'ala says, كَلَّا لَمَّا يَقُضِ مَا أَمَرَهُ. Never. He, the disbeliever, has not yet completed what he was commanded, meaning the acceptance of faith. Now, we have been commanded to establish the five daily salahs, but we do not offer all of them. Out of the 12 months, we are obligated to fast only 1 month, but we are unable to keep them. Payment of zakat amounting to 2.5% has been obligated upon the fulfillment of certain conditions, but we fail to offer it. We have been commanded to perform hajj just once in our lifetime if the conditions are found, yet some people don't perform it. You know, we have been commanded to recite the Holy Quran, recite wada'if, salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance, to obey our parents, maintain ties of kinship. You know, so many good we have commanded to do. However, our state is such that we have not fulfilled these commandments and remain heedless whilst death stands over us. Now remember, we may have seen people pass away before our own eyes, but dying is not easy. You know, we may even have shrouded a deceased person. Shrouding someone else is easy, but being shrouded is not easy. We may have carried a coffin, but lying in a coffin and being lifted is not easy. We may have lowered many people into the graves, Lowering someone else is easy, but being lowered into a grave is not easy. It's 100%, it's definitely a difficult affair. I mean, contemplate the moment if our soul is pulled out from our body, like a thorny twig is wrenched violently from a bundle of wool, every single part of our body would be in pain, right? Pain that would be more intense than the strike of 1,000 swords. In this dire situation, there would be no one to comfort us, or your parents, children, siblings, and close relatives kind of stand by our head, unable to help at all, and all left staring helplessly. Right? We'd be unable to express our pain to anyone, unable to converse. There'd be nothing that we can do, dear of Mother Nature, and this is a reality. Do you know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, remember death a lot, the several of pleasures. For indeed, there is no day that comes upon the grave except that it says, I am the house of estrangement, I am the house of solitude, I am the house of dust, and I am the house of worms. When the believing slave is buried, the grave says to him that, welcome, you are the most beloved of those who walked upon me. And since you have entered me today, you shall see how I treat you. It will then widen for him as far as he can see, and a door to Jannah will be opened for him. Now, when the wicked slave or disbeliever is buried, the grave says to him, you are not welcome. To me, you were the most hated of those who walked upon me. Since you have entered today, you shall see how I treat you. Then the grave will begin closing in on him, until it reaches him and his ribs interlock with each other. Now the narrator mentions that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrated this by interlacing his fingers and then said that Allah Ta'ala will appoint over him 70 huge serpents. If even one of them were to hiss on earth, nothing upon it would grow for as long as the world remained. They will bite him until the day of Qiyamah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, إِنَّمَا الْقَبَرُ رَوْضَةٌ مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ حُفْرَةٌ مِّنْ حُفَرِ النَّارِ. The grave is either a garden from the gardens of Jannah or a pit from the pits of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. So, dear of Mother Nature, with all of these being said, with all of these being mentioned, how can you and I illuminate our graves? Right? The first action is to hold the correct beliefs and always hold on to them firmly, because the original test in the grave will be one based on creed. Salah, fasting, hajj, zakat, etc. will also be accounted for, but on the day of Qiyamah, in the grave, there will be three questions. Man Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? Ma deenuka, what is your religion? Ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul, what did you used to say about this person, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you look at these three questions, they are creedal in nature. So always ensure your beliefs are unshakable. Always ensure that your beliefs regarding Allah Ta'ala, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the divinely revealed books, the prophets and messengers alayhim salatu wasalam, the angels, the companions, the Ahlul Bayt, and you know, are in line with the beliefs held by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya Allah, and the scholars of the deen over the centuries. If we adopt the correct Islamic beliefs and remain steadfast upon them, inshallah, then we will be saved from the punishment of the grave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that indeed when the people return after placing the deceased into his grave, he hears their footsteps. Then he is set up and asked, who is your Rabb? So he replies, Allah. Then it is said to him, what is your religion? He responds, Islam. Then it is said to him, who is your prophet? So he answers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it is said to him, what do you know about him? So he says, I recognized him and affirmed the book he brought. Then his grave is expanded as far as one can see, and his soul is placed with the souls of the believers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, We have heard how there would be three questions in the grave. All of them are about creed. If we remain firm in our beliefs, proper authentic beliefs, and ensure that they are in accordance with the beliefs of the companions, the awliya Allah, the Ahlul Bayt, and the scholars of Islam, Sahih al-Aqidah, scholars of Islam, and inshallah we will be successful in the test of the grave, and it will become a garden from the gardens of Jannah for us, inshallah. The second thing that will illuminate our grave and save us from its punishment is to memorize the questions that will be asked in the grave and the answers. You know, repeat them often in this world so that it can become second nature to you and I. And it's mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that as you will be questioned concerning these matters in the grave, habitually recite these words: La ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wallaha rabbuna wal Islam deenuna wa Muhammadan nabiyuna. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Allah is our Rabb, Islam is our religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our prophet. Now Sayyidina Rashid bin Sa'ad rahimahullah reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Learn your proofs, for indeed you are to be questioned." And these words had such an impact to the extent that when a person from amongst the Ansar were near death, and also when a child reached the age of understanding, and the people of the household would counsel him. They would say that when the angel asks you, "Who is your Rabb?" you must say, "Allah is my Rabb." When they ask you, "What is your religion?" you must say, "Islam is my religion." When they ask you, "Who is your Prophet?" then you must say, "Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So from time to time, we should revise these questions and the answers and have our children memorize them as well. And you know, Sayyidina Hawthara bin Muhammad al-Minqari rahimahullah said, "I saw Sayyidina Yazid bin Harun rahimahullah in a dream. And he said, indeed Munkar and Nakir set me up and questioned me. Who is your Rabb? What is your religion? Who is your Prophet?" So he says that I began to shake off the soil from my white beard and said that the like of me is being asked this. I am Yazid bin Harun, and I spent 60 years in the world teaching people the answers to these questions. Then one of the angels said that he has spoken the truth. It was then said to me that sleep like a bridegroom, for there is no fear upon you after this day. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That was the second Ibs of Madinah Shalom. The third, that saves one from the loneliness and difficulties of the grave, is the recitation of the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is the most loyal companion, you know. And it's mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when a person enters the grave, punishment will approach him from his feet. So his feet will say, "There's no way for you from my direction," for he would recite Surah Mulk at night. Then punishment will approach from towards his chest or stomach, and his chest or stomach will say, "There is no way for you from my direction," for he would recite Surah Mulk at night. Then punishment will approach from his head, and his head will say, "There is no way for you from my direction," for he would recite Surah Mulk at night. This surah is the preventer. It prevents the punishment of the grave. It is known as Surah Mulk in the Torah, and whoever recites it at night has performed a most excellent action. So these are of Madani channel. Let's make it a habit to recite the Holy Quran, learn the questions of the grave, be firm, adopt the correct beliefs of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and let us teach, educate our children as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all death with iman, full with the love of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. the timeless message.